USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. An independent analysis group is trying to bring into better focus the federal default situation. The Bipartisan Policy Center says the U.S. faces an elevated risk of default in the first half of June without Congress raising the debt ceiling. The big variable is how much tax revenue comes in that month. This comes as the House Speaker and the President and staffers continue to try to find a debt ceiling and budget deal. One of the Republican negotiators, Louisiana's Garrett Graves, says the choice is clear.
Until the White House understands that they have a spending crisis, they have a tax crisis, and they have a debt crisis, we're not going to be able to make this deal.
But Illinois Democrat Raja Krishnamoorthy warns China's leader, Xi Jinping, is rooting for a U.S. default.
He wants the People's Republic of China to lead the world in, quote, comprehensive economic influence, and this would absolutely play right into his hands. He couldn't have scripted it better.
Krishnamoorthy says China's ultimate goal is to show the rest of the world that democracy is done. A 19-year-old from suburban St. Louis is, according to the Secret Service, the person who crashed a U-Haul truck into barricades at Lafayette Park across from the White House last night. He's under arrest and will face a long list of federal charges. An Oklahoma man's under arrest for allegedly making Twitter threats to government officials, among them Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt and Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. New homes are selling well these days, up 4% year over year last month. The big gains are in the South and the Midwest. The West and Northeast actually saw decreases. Workers at another Starbucks hope to go union. This one's in downtown San Jose, California. 23rd Starbucks in California to vote to unionize, the latest in about 300 nationwide. Despite all those votes, none has resulted in a contract. This is USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying when they really can't speak. She says her gums have been bleeding. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore.
Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore?
Yep. Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore is professionally designed to start healing gums from day one.
Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
Right. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Smile. Crest has you covered.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
It's still smoke, and it's still in your lungs, but a new study from UCLA finds that smoke from marijuana is not as bad for your lungs as smoke from tobacco. The researchers tracked subjects for 4 years and now believe that one of the big risks from tobacco, COPD, is not connected with smoking marijuana. A Chicago high school teacher is off the job for now, pending an investigation into a February incident in which a student says the teacher threatened her with a gun. Right in the classroom.
She had, like, her finger on the trigger and pulled it out of her book bag.
In school?
Yes, in class.
Student Emily Lozano's uncle filed the police report. The digital money exchange service Venmo is rolling out a new service aimed at teens, and the experts are telling parents to be careful.
I see a lot more potential cases where teens step into a transaction they didn't authorize and then having to really dispute that is an uphill battle sometimes with banks.
That's Jason Meza with the Better Business Bureau. He says the new Venmo account for teens do come with safeguards, but they're only as safe as parents' vigilance.
Somebody could be mimicking a real person or a service company, so really watch when you open up these accounts.
Meza says that means continuing to pay close attention to every transaction your kid makes. The messaging service WhatsApp will be rolling out a new edit feature. You'll be able to change a message as you can with Facebook, but only for 15 minutes after you send it. WhatsApp and Facebook are co-owned by Meta. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.